Oh, I'm live. Perfect. Daniel's not here yet. I'm really excited to have the one and only Daniel Gomez, the amazing, on Bold Movers and Shakers. He is an incredibly heartfelt, giving soul. And you couldn't ask for a finer person to share their story and mission and really accomplish it by helping others to do the same thing. It's a win-win. Oh, this hair. All right, we'll see you soon. Bye. Yes, because I got to say this on tape. Daniel Gomez in the house. I'm so excited to have Daniel Gomez in the house. What a privilege. What an honor. Yeah, I mean, we haven't even spoken. This is our first time talking, guys. But I'll tell you what, when somebody exudes that much love and peace and presence in photos, in posts, in the work that they do, you know that when you meet them, it's going to be freaking off the hook, spectacular, because you see them, and they see you probably, because that's who they are. But I'm not looking for that. I'm just saying, y'all guys, yeah, that's a new word. I'm going to put that in the Urban Dictionary along with Ogrely and Brandstanding. Y'all guys got to pay attention up in the house. I got the one and only Daniel Gomez. Welcome to Bold Movers and Shakers, baby. I never put y'all guys together in one sentence. You must have that Texas influence. It's big, loud. I got it already. Oh my God. There you go, rubbing off on me. Well, you're up and out, and that's what I love about you, is you so proudly stand in who you are, and yet you do it so humbly. You're like, you're this wax on, wax off guy. Like, I don't even know what that means. I didn't see the movie. But no, I did. I'm just saying, but you have this way about, you're the ultimate in brand standing, which is opposed to grandstanding. It really is well representing who you are and why you're here in a way that doesn't feel arrogant or over the top or salesy or anything. Like, it is just straight up pure. That's you. You probably hear that every day, huh? No, you're not at all. I do. But let me whisper this in your ear. Let me tell you something, baby. You have something that people want. And if they want to read it or buy it or something, let them. Because you got something to offer in a way that isn't a keynote speaker, but it's still a piece of you. So I'm just saying, please do. Because there are different ways people consume content. And then they get to have you around. And that's not being salesy. That's being smart. That's what multimedia is all about. You do the work once, sell multiple times to as many people as possible, as fast as you can, and then you go to New Zealand on a holiday. Boom. I'm a promo ho, and I did invent the word brand standing. So, you know, and ogrely, by the way, because I'm definitely ogrely in the morning. Not looking that hot right now, but I'll be all right. Thank you. Yeah, it's good, except for the humidity. My phone keeps answering itself. I don't know why. I'm turning it off. I'm in Knoxville, Tennessee, freaking out. How are you? Yeah. Nashville's a whole different animal from Knoxville. I'm literally 45 minutes down the hill from all the fun, the Dollywood and all that. But I'm going to go up the hill on the pilot I'm going to shoot of a Midlife My Ass Tour. And it's good. Yeah. So a few of us have tucked a zip line and a longest pedestrian bridge in the country just opened up here on last Friday. And Yeah, and what I like is that it has clear acrylic panels, and what my friend doesn't like is that it does. So some of us will go and some of us won't, but I'm going to film it because I really want to see like how inspiring it can be when you actually go for that thing. And it might be ziplining, it might be visiting your, I don't know, long lost mom or something. I don't know, whatever people's bucket list is, but this is, I'm about having fun. Yeah, so. Yeah, and then some people's idea of fun is, you know, radically different. But what we're going to do is film this. I want it to be a show, and it's going to be 8 women, and come on, Mary, get off the sofa. It's time to live your life. And they're not going to be, you know, craggy, but they're going to be adventurous, or they want to be, and we'll take them through a little bit of transformation and say, hey, you can let go of that PPD, you know, people pleaser disease, and Get your game on, girl, and have the time of your life and film it. And how inspiring would that be? I can see millions of women everywhere, midlifers everywhere going, oh, hell yeah, I'm about to make the rest of my life the best of my life, yo. I'm doing it. It don't matter. Let's go to a rave, girl. I'm like, hell yeah, I got that stuff. Let's go. I don't care what it is. Like, how fun would that be? And I know that there'd be an audience for it. I've got a background in film, television, radio, podcasting, obviously. So yeah, it just really makes it really matters. Like, you do that stuff in those big ways, and then you got more people who hear you, just like being a speaker. It's really efficient, you know? Yeah, that's why I want you to like productize your knowledge so that you can, you know, anyway, I'll work with you on that off camera, okay? I love to help people get their message. You don't need any help with that. You're good. So one of the things that I love about you is that is you found a way to be touchy-feely while also being corporate. That's mastery right there. Like, it is. I mean, there's just like this huge debate on LinkedIn. Like, it's going to turn into Facebook. It's in it. I don't know what's on your Facebook wall, guys, but mine's very positive and it's upbeat and there's no drama. Same thing on LinkedIn, you know? So what's the problem? Because there's humans behind every freaking business. No. Really? And, you know, exactly. I mean, come on. Yeah, hello. Duh. Really? What do they think? What? Yeah, because you're not likable. You're a grouch. Wonderful. Was it a first, it sounds like? It's different. Sure. Be like, son, I thought you knew. How old is your son? This one. He's 19. You have 3 children, right? What? Wait a minute. I thought that'd be the oldest one. What? You're not. Stop. You're not allowed to lie on my podcast. You've got the youth of a teen. The teeth of a baby, like perfect, beautiful, freaking, you know, when their teeth are all awesome, it's like not a cavity, nothing. And the spirit of an old soul. No wonder you're just such a delight. And I'm so glad I got to see you stand up and do that bigger thing that is you. Because that's revolutionary, like life-changing, like total different impression. And he's old enough to get it. He's not seven, you know. Like, that's so good. I could still hear it in your voice. I got that from me, yo. A little bit of cocky's not bad. Yeah, there's a difference. Yeah. Oh, no doubt. No doubt at all. Now you realize since he's seen you that way, you're going to be held up to that, right? Like, Dad, on stage, you were like this, so what up? Just saying, it happens, you know, as long as there's some consistency, which I know there would be with you. So for those of you that are listening, Daniel Gomez does spreads love, and he does it on keynote speeches, and people think they're hiring him for leadership training, but what happens is they just walk away feeling better, and then life is just improved for everybody in their world. So it's like mass appeal. How does that work? You're amazing. Yeah, that's what you do. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Because nobody's taught that. You're promoted and then you're just supposed to figure it out. And then that role is extreme isolation. In fact, nobody's more isolated than the executives. And I used to be a confidant to high-level executives, and I know what the pain is. They've built themselves sort of into a prison. It's like they didn't know they were building a castle with a moat. And then there's nobody to teach them. And if they don't seek an outside mentor, because why? Oh, it's weak. No, it's not. It's strong. Get help. Because if you don't look into how to be new at your job, or you're new at your job, to be a better leader in some way, shape, or form, all you're going to do is what you know, and that can be an epic fail. And then what happens to that person and their family and all the people they affect? It's important to help them like you do. Really? No. Wow. 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 I would imagine, I mean, there's all sorts of reasons why, no doubt, but I mean, just climbing up to that level, the isolation and the loneliness and the impact of that alone, I mean, that alone could make a person wish that they had done something else. That's true. Yeah, well, yeah, boredom is the death knell for us creatives. So just saying, just quietly, it is. Wow. Don't you love it? Oh, wow. Can you define what it was that he perceives you have that you can give to him? That's what you do is confidence coaching. Yeah. You would think he would have it though, don't you? But, or is he just smart enough to find, you know, the wisdom pipeline, you know, keep it full. Love that. Yeah. People are like, what are you up to? Gee, you haven't been around for a while. And I'm like, I'm building the foundation to my high rise. Leave me alone. Yeah. Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. Yeah. Yeah. That's a lot. Yeah. That's a lot. Yeah, you do. You sure do. One of the things that I like that you do is that you instill, I didn't mean to cut you off on that with the with that analogy. I just love that you help people give people confidence in their own opinion. That was the thing that really caught my eye. How can somebody in a big leadership role lose confidence in their own opinion? Well, being isolated skews your view. It does. It creates paranoia and stuff. So, but aside from that, you know, can you give an example of like what you do or how, why it's important? Can you speak to that in the way that you want, please? Yeah. For real. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, I do. Yeah. Tried to tell that to somebody who has to figure out a budgetary faux pas somewhere, or, you know, some literal things that you'd have your work cut out for you. You would. I put out a post the other day, Daniel, that I showed the positive and the negative sign, positive, plus, and minus. And it was a little bit different of an angle, in which the negative sides actually are like, you know, those pain points that are asking for our attention, and we can bless them for being there instead of hating them. And they bring to our attention a way in which we need to focus or fix or whatever. And then the plus side is the result of that. By ignoring those negatives, what we have then is a condition called pester, fester, boom. So something, pester, fester, boom. Dr. Seuss lives in here often, so it rhymes. So something bugs us, then we squish it down, then it festers out somewhere, and then it's really inconvenient when it goes blam, you know, there's the boom. But, yeah. Yeah, or depressed as hell, because you're repressing the, you know, that's what depression is. And it takes away your energy and your vitality and your creativity and Yeah. PPD. Sorry. Yeah. That's right. Kick the cat. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Absolutely. There's chaos. It's hard to do both. Yeah. Yes. You know, it's insight from the outside. And, you know, because the external view can see more than the participants who are buried in the forest and the trees. So an outsider's opinion, not opinion, but view, is just different. And it's often a lot clearer. That's why the encouragement from get a mentor, why you need to have external people you can count on or learn from, because no man is an island, and being, you know, treating themselves like that is, it has such an impact on every single thing and every person around them, and the cat too. They hate being kicked every day, you know. You know, so insight from the outside, you can quote me. I haven't licensed it yet. Stick with me, baby. I do taglines, headlines, and content that really gets the letters open, and people, they want to know you that. What else you got in there? What else is in there? Gang, 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 gang. Fester, fester, boom, baby. Yeah, I got it. I'm full of it, Daniel. Full of it. Thank you. You too. Boom, right there. Yeah. Yeah. So this show is called Bold Movers and Shakers. And I know that nobody lays at home at night saying, I need to make a bold move. But you know, that ends up being the result of baby steps that was the result of some decisions that were made along the way. And so the idea is to inspire and edutain, which we're already doing, to help the listeners to find a way to ignite their own fire, perhaps, and take another baby step off the curb, because it's not a chasm, it's a curb, guys. You can get across the street, and the traffic will wave you by. Just keep going. If you stand over there, the traffic doesn't need to stop yet, do they? Just keep going. And proof that we made it. We're all still fogging a mirror. You have achieved the status as a speaker that is admirable. You're about to be on stage with the man that I absolutely revere, because interviewing is my jam. And Tom Bilodeau, and I was like, what? You're doing what? Where? You're just like tell me just about that, or tell me about how you got there. How has this been for you? You're in a seat that a lot of people will, they want, so speak. Yeah. There's that, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and right, how do you have proof without proof? Yeah. Okay, all right, I'll hold my question. Yeah, yeah. Oh. Yeah. Now look at you. What a perfect story. Yes. Yeah. All about the bad. Absolutely. What? Mom, honey, hold the phone. It's the U.S. Air Force. Yes? It's the Air Force. Right? The number's on your website, Holmes. Wow, what, wow. Right? Yeah, right, what do they need to learn? I mean, what do I got? Yes. Yes. Yeah. Right? I saw that part of the video and I was like, did he do service? I don't see it. I'm looking to see if you'd serve the. No. He said, no. Oh. Your videos are beautiful, by the way. Just quietly, your videos are beautiful. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yes. So true. It's so true. One of the products that I offer Daniel is I'll create a show script, something specifically for the guests to show themselves and their sparkle and create the questions in a flow so that it stops, you know, and give segments so that they can then piece those out and use them to market themselves because, yes. You know, and at least they've been on one show. So maybe they can get on another podcast. Right? Or maybe, you know, their long-winded three-pager website shrinks down to a doable, consumable page because they have a video on there talking about their passion and their ideal clients. And it's an interview. So then they get automatically credibility, authority. You know, it's somebody gets to see, oh, actually, that person can put a sentence together. Maybe I can have them on my podcast too. Oh my God, I've had some bad guests and they don't do well. And it really helps to know in advance that somebody is actually a really good speaker. So they look for your reel, right? Right. Or some sort of proof. So that was the question I asked a long time ago. How do you give somebody proof without having proof? So for the speaker that wants to follow in your shoes, what size shoe do you wear? So they can follow in your footsteps? Just want to know that. So that they can then see, okay, like there's tons of speaker training out there. I'm not trying to put us through those paces. What I want to do is focus on that moment though. Back then, you don't have any proof. How did you get the gumption, the notion that you should be a speaker when you're looking back at your old video, your old reel and going, man, I suck. There you go. Love it. Okay. Which phone are you holding? 8X, okay. Guys, take note of that. Yeah, that's great, man. That's great insight. You have to if you're going to shoot video. Smart. So it does. And it's funny though, you know, how life just takes care of us when what we genuinely are moving towards a need, whether it's, you know, the traffic to wave us by or, you know, something, whatever, it always shows up. And I find, you know, I find it does. That's tremendous faith, just moving forward in faith. It's always worked out. We're all still here, fog in a mirror. But whether, you know, somebody can get it right now or not, don't worry about it, guys. Just start looking for it. The first time that I was supposed to get a radio show and I would run around. And I was asking the mailman and shit. I'm like, who do you know on radio? And they're like, why? I don't know. I'm just doing the mail, lady. And I was like, I have this intuition telling me I'm supposed to do radio. And it turned out to be, you know, it worked out. Like it was literally my best friend who had this line on it. And so when we're guided, when we can listen to that, that's the creativity part, not the chaos part. When we can literally trust our voice, it will lead us to an opportunity to get an iPhone that we need or a rail for the ramp for grandpa. Whatever it is that we need, the things will show up if we just keep moving towards them. In the way that we're guided. It's not. Actually creates clarity, right? Yeah, it's true. Yeah. Yeah. That's why you really, really, really got to want to do it. I tried so many different topics when I first started out as a speaker, and I'd come home and I'd be like, was that it? Is that the big everything? Nope, that wasn't quite it. It did only took three of those, and I was paid for the fourth one. I mean, I was literally volunteering to go out and speak. Like right away. I mean, who knew? Sitting on the curb wouldn't have seen that. But I'll tell you, every time coming home and reassessing, like, how do I know what my message is? How did you figure out what your message is? Really? Sure, I got it. So you went back to having fun instead of fun at other people's expense? Did I understand that right? They do. They do. Yeah. Ah, was it a change in your sense of humor, or were you just going through a hard time and a little bit more edgy? But was that always how you were, or was this new? Did they just get sensitive? I'm sorry, but where does the sensitivity come in? If I just really want to understand something. If these are your friends and they know that's your style, and then they're starting to get hurt. I mean, people have trouble discerning. Is it? Am I not supposed to listen to anybody else? Is the outside world just la 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 la? Or is this a valuable feedback? Or is it them? Or is it me? Like discerning. If you really always had that sense of humor, why all of a sudden was it a problem? Yeah. Of course, but you were always like that, yeah? Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I'm so proud of you. Look at all the people you're serving. Yeah. Wow. Wow, yeah. That sure it does. Sure it does. So you decided to bring the light and love to other people on a bigger scale, and the way became known. It opened up. Awesome. Yeah. That's amazing. I have had somebody say that to me and I was floored. Or that you're the top of my gratitude list today. Wow. Thank you. What I do. Wow. Yeah. So, that's what I was asking you before, and I may have misunderstood when you said that you're a jokester and then some people were getting hurt, and I said, how do you know that it's not you or it's not them? How do you check in and know, hang on, I need to check my own self? How do you know the difference between the world feeding you a bunch of crap because you're surrounded by, you know, skunks and monkeys and burrows, you know? It happens. You know, honestly, I have this expression, bro. It's skunks and roses. You know, even skunk spray, God made them that way. They have a purpose. But even if you're a rose, if you get in a room with a skunk, you're going to come out stinking because that's what they do, skunk spray. So you want to just look for the freaking tail stripes before they get you. And, you know, heads up, because even if you are a rose, whoever's around you is going to do what they do, no matter who you are to them. And so, yeah, it does become a matter of, is it them or is it me? I think I'm the rose. Yes. Yes. I was publicly embarrassed by a gal who said, you may have been able to remove the intimidation swagger, which I put on so people would leave me alone for a while in life. But we're still incredibly intimidated by the way you look. And that's it. And I was like, what are you, the spokesperson for all 40 people in this room? What the hell? What do you say to that? That's not even, what? Wait a minute. And I mean, it was devastating. And the room just fell silent. Like, what just happened? I didn't sign up for this, you know? And people can do that. What'd you say? Man. It's true. Realize. Yes. Yes. true, huh? It's true. That's a great point. Yeah. Well, you have to. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Well, when you consider the source of all things that makes the flowers grow and your heart beat, you're not separate from it. Separation consciousness is the biggest problem we have in this world. We consider the source. Doesn't mean consider the source. It means consider the freaking source. Hello, you're part of it. Consider the source. How could that be wrong? But if you're not surrounded by people that support you dyeing your hair purple and whatever, and all of a sudden a kid's encouraged, Daniel Gomez said I should just express myself, and then they get, you know, sucker punched, that's devastating. So it's vital that people have a backup, a friend who says, I actually really do believe in you, no matter what they say, you're okay. It's vital. And leaders need it too, don't they? But we're all different. There's no fitting in. Okay. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Sure. Now I really do. I really do. It's fitting in, but it's being individualized in the expression that's just so challenging. Hey. The softest. Sure. But to think that they're not, I guess, you know, it's more obvious, I suppose, in schools. It's such a hard time. But you know, it also shows up at work. Sometimes work can feel like high school all over again with the cliques and the exclusions and the ding, you know, it doesn't change, guys. Humans are everywhere. Like, I love myself. Like, say that. Like, I love myself. I don't think I ever said those words like that. Thank you so much. No. If you're not shown what it looks like, you have no idea what that looks like. Just words. Yep. Yeah. Yeah, that's our product, huh? Just giving some love, yo. You need to warn me before you say that. Wait a minute, could you start over? I was busy laughing. What? Oh, it does. It really does, no matter what. So in contrast, I'll share this with you. A woman in my class recently said that she did a stint in her psychology studies at the homeless shelter. She said, without exception, there is one main reason that everyone said they were there. And my first thought was probably drugs. And she said, no, it's actually a lack of purpose. Every one of them said, I just feel so lost. And I felt that way for so, so long. It's uncertainty stinks. You know, it really does. And so being able to just sort of realize that in the moment, everything's still working out and just try to keep your sense about you so that that likability, that happiness, that happy for no apparent reason is one hell of a goal. And it's achievable, guys. Just say, you know, how can I be happy for no apparent reason or whatever. It works. It's hard though. Yes. Shallow. No. Hard to figure. Yep. 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 Well, here's, and I have no argument whatsoever with you. Well, here's the interesting thing about that particular field is acting, is that they're paid as well as they are because they make us feel something. They are indeed providing a service. Whenever we, indeed. So that it would be such a hollow thing after all that and all the money and all the accolades and all, like, what do you do with that? I mean, there couldn't be a bigger, I mean, yeah, okay, you could go do the soup kitchen. It could be a different kind of service. But really, what I interviewed Devi Adey, the spiritual entrepreneur podcaster, we talked about how the sense of fulfillment that she tried to get from volunteering or being a coach with the Tony Robbins team or working, climbing up the ladder, getting 2 degrees from Carnegie Mellon, you know, all the check boxes, right? Still a lack of fulfillment. No matter what the amount of money was that she made, no matter where she put herself, it was still this. And so this is why I bring it up, because honestly, what he's still missing, it may be that he's been ignoring that still small voice, that it's still a small voice saying you're actually supposed to go right over here and just do this little thing or this big thing or whatever it is, and just ignoring it because he's really good at making a shit ton of money as an actor. And the genuine fulfillment is not from that. It could be from something we will never understand. He could become a dart champion, who knows? And then sponsor kids to go through school, who knows? But what we do know is that the lack of fulfillment is the source of the pain. Nice. That I know, right? How good is that? I do. Everything comes back to you when you have such a kind heart and low expectations. Just you. Yeah. Guys, you can adopt any trait or quality you want. And a long time ago, I did a beliefs inventory, Daniel, in which I wrote the words, I believe, at the top of each piece of paper. And at line by line, every single day, I wrote whatever I was thinking. Every freaking thought went on paper. And this inventory became a beliefs inventory. Because if we have it, it's a thought, get it out so you can see it. And then you can either work with it or let it go. And one of them was that all businessmen are spiritually shallow. Now, I probably adopted that from watching my dad, no doubt. Yes. So that kept me from wanting to be in business, because the other one was you have to sell your soul for a buck. And I refuse to be spiritually or whatever, business is shallow, right? So there was all these things that kept me absolutely like, you can't move because this doesn't fit with your values, which are to be spiritual and do something from the heart and have some soul in it, you know. And then I went and interviewed CEOs and discovered that they were actually quite the spiritual bunch and rather intuitive too, though they were reluctant to use the word in the late 90s. They said, yeah, I just kind of listened to something. It's like a hunch to get a parking spot. Okay. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, okay, I got it. Yeah, but if we don't know where we're running from, like operating from, that beliefs inventory, like, is so stellar to get it out on paper, because otherwise, you've decided I'm going to come from this place of love and absolute compassion. It's obvious that you're full of that, and faith in humanity. All of it started within yourself, of course, you know, but how does somebody get there? Like, I mean, you run into the CEO that says, I'm an old dog, I got here, how I'm here, and I'm not changing it. And yet, he may have asked you for help. What do you do with that? Some way, shape, or form, they were taught that. The message was communicated, because babies are born perfect, aren't they? Yeah. Right. Right. That's so awesome, Daniel. That's so awesome. Aww. Wake up. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him think. Yes. Still.
Write it down, get it out.
Yeah. Right. Yes. Through awareness, acceptance, and action comes change. Yeah, you know, you just have to do that, guys. Be aware of it. Autopilot doesn't work. I love what you said, Daniel, earlier, that autopilot works to get you home when you've had too much to drink. Like, thank God. You know, that's how I made it when I was a kid. I mean, autopilot saves us from our own selves sometimes. But it is not necessarily the most fulfilling life as a grown-up. You know, running on autopilot and letting it run you. I mean, you... Why? When there's so many other options and there's people out there like you who just walk into a room and raise the vibration, literally the vibrational frequency has changed, and why not be open to that possibility? What could possibly be wrong with that? Why would somebody be scared of that? Is it an identity crisis that's, you know, ensuing? Is that what happens? So it'd be a really bold move for them to shake off some of the masks and actually, what, be vulnerable or what, be something that they didn't think they had to be? What a relief. It'd probably add 10 years to their life. No. It would. Anything new at first is uncomfortable. Sure. Everybody's a little kid inside. No, because they've experienced something similar in the past and, yeah, it knocked their confidence out. Yeah. 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 That's right. Yeah. Yeah. Right. And if it's something that you like, then by all means, keep it. But if it's not, then by all means, change. You know what, Daniel? One of the things that I've taken many polls of people, and typically the answer is when I say, what are people afraid of? And they're like, afraid of success and afraid of failure. I'm like, no, we need to dig a little deeper than that. Well, they're afraid of change. And I said, well, hang on. Let me just address that one with this question. We all had to change to get where we are, didn't we? So we've been doing it all along, haven't we? So what's the problem? I'm just curious. It's always been changed to get where you are, guys. It's not some dramatic thing that somebody's now asking you to wear a cape and a Zorro mask, unless you want to. I mean, you had to change to get here. Just saying. I guess you have to realize where you need that first, you know, fix one thing at a time. It's a learned reaction, yeah. Go back to what you know. Yeah, or you have somebody, you know, stand up in front of a public group and slay you with a smile on their face, and it leaves you like going, I don't think I'm ever going to go out into public ever again. That was horrible. You know, and it scares the crap out of you and is discouraging. And I don't know about you, but you're a faith-filled man. I'd like you to answer this question. Is it true, do you feel it is, that the bigger and the brighter that you get, the more often, the bigger the obstacles, the greater the opposition. Do you buy into that? Some do. Nuh-uh. Yes. Yeah, you cut it back so it can grow bigger, huh? That's crazy. That part I can totally understand. Totally got it. Okay. We're always a progress in a work in progress. What are you referring to? Wow. So that happened to you, it sounds like. Depends on, you know, and various people would say in perspective, it was like, you know, the dark energies got to them. The devil made them do it. Or that was, you know, that was just their lesson in life as a spiritual being. I mean, you know, how do you want to look at that is really up for definition. Yeah. Oh, you get knocked back, eh? You get knocked back. Yeah, but then you get knocked back. I want to wrap this back all the way around to the significant thing that happened in your life with your wife and how she's 1 year cancer free now, right? Yay, man. And I will keep sending you information on that. My father's healed his cancer with some SEACT, and I will keep you apprised on that because it's really a lifesaver. But what that happened, what many people say is that cancer was a blessing. It caused me to grow. It did a lot of things. In this case, it sounds like that happened for you too, because of your, you know, is that correct? Did this kind of take you down and go, okay, I need to be more something? Right. Yeah. 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 Boom. Pester, faster, broom. Yes. 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 All along the way. Yes. Indeed. How bad does it have to get is a question I've asked others before, as well as myself. How bad does it have to get? So in this course I mean, because both of you went through this and you've come out the other side and the celebrations are obvious and wonderful. Do you feel that this experience alone has added to the quality of the speaker that you are? Because you look for the gifts. That's Amen. That's so great. That's so great. It comes to us. We don't make, I don't know about you, but I didn't make it up when I saw myself sitting on Ellen DeGeneres' couch. I've been on Tyron. I've been on Steve Harvey. It's not a claim for fame. It's taking these women on the Midlife My Ass tour and having a great time, right? And inspiring others. And then Ellen's producers are like, "Come on over." I didn't make any of that up. It comes. It came. It drove me. I dropped to my knees and cried when that vision of sitting there talking to Ellen, like I am to you, came. And it happened twice. You don't make those things up. So when you say God put it on your heart, I get it. Yeah, it's done. It's already done. You're just walking through it. It's destiny. Mark Victor Hansen used to say, "What you want wants you even more than you want it." I love that. I love that. I love that you're such a peaceful warrior. That's you're a faith-filled stronghold, and it's such an inspiration to have you on Bold Movers and Shakers, Daniel. If people want to work with you, what's the best way to do that? Are there any final thoughts? I hate to let you go. I've kept you too long already. I love that. Excellent. Excellent. That's so awesome. Thank you. Yes. Because you're just up, 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 baby. Where are you going? I'm so excited to have you, and thank you for the ramble and the roaming and the realizations and the love that you spread. I know that podcasts are the way that we can easily reach so many people through both our message and the tone, the love, the place you live in that comes out through the airwaves, and it makes all the difference, and that's why I do it. So thank you. Yay. I want a part two with you. I really do. We're gonna do this again. Thank you. I need to just stop laughing, huh? I'll let you have a say. Sorry. Fantastic. Guys, thank you for joining us. Me and the illustrious Daniel Gomez, the man with his feet on the ground, his heart in the right place, and his eyes on the sky. He's going places. We couldn't have had a better inspirational speaker on so far, or probably ever. I can't wait for part two. This is Alexis Ray wishing you that you remember to make it the rest of your life, the best of your life, and ask every day, how can I have more fun today than I ever thought possible, because it will show up. Thanks for joining us on Bold Movers and Shakers, interviews that rock the boat. We'll see you next week, guys. Bye. That was awesome.